I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alex Smith has told reporters within the last few minutes in the locker room that he is not in any way looking to join the Redskins front office, but rather wants to continue to play and is doing everything he can to get back on the football field. He plans on being with the Redskins as a quarterback, not a member of their front office. That is the latest from Locker Cleanout Day, which is ongoing in Ashburn. We will continue to get you any developing stories as they come our way right here on Grant and Danny. Welcome back. I'm Grant Paulson on 106.7 The Fan. A couple of notes real quick from Adam Schefter. He's got the New York Giants opening. They fired Pat Shurmur today. Remember Shurmur, 2 seasons with the team, 9-23 in New York, out this morning. So they have turned their attention to Baylor head coach Matt Rhule and Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Those are your swing for the fence candidates. Those are your home runs that might also blow up in your face. McDaniels having the falling out in Denver when he finally left New England. Remember, he took the job supposedly in Indianapolis and then went back to the Patriots. Matt Rhule is the college coach from Baylor that everybody really likes. So those are much more high reward and probably much higher risk candidates than Ron Rivera, who's the front runner for the Redskins job. Let's go to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome onto the show, Clinton Portis, who joins us each week on Mondays at this time on Grant and Danny. Clinton, let's start with your reaction. 10 years of Bruce Allen in the books. He was fired this morning.
Yeah, you know, I think things happen in life, and you get another opportunity, another chapter to move forward. You know, I think with Bruce, being the individual that he is, he's going to move forward. You know, you hate to see anyone get fired, and especially when you develop relationships with them. But at the same time, in life, you move on, you know. And I think this is one of those situations where the organization just decided to move on.
How much of Bruce's departure do you think was based on fan momentum and movement? They really made their voices heard. How much was he went 62-102-1 and lost 19 of his last 23 games?
Well, I think the fans' voice is stronger than they realize. You know, often the fans have a movement or ask for something, and then all of a sudden they get it. So, you know, just the attendance at games and constantly the hashtags, I think eventually it happens. But the same, I think it's a two-part situation. You know, once the attendance slip and you're not putting the winning product on the field, someone has to take the blame. You know, I can't sit and say it's all Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen ain't never made a play. He's not on the field. But at the same time, when things are bad, when you're getting the second pick in the draft, that means change is coming. And everyone say, well, you start from the top. The top is Bruce, you know. I don't think Dan is going anywhere, and I don't think he's selling the team anytime soon. So the next person would be Bruce.
Clinton Portis on Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Ron Rivera is interviewing for the head coaching job. A lot of people feel like not only is he a favorite to get the job, but at this point it would be a stunner if he didn't. Do you know him at all? What is the reputation he's got around the league? He was coaching when you were playing, obviously.
Well, yeah, you know, I've been fortunate enough to do charity events with Ron Rivera, and I live in Carolina part-time as well. So I've been around Carolina for his tenure, and I've run into him on numerous occasions where he's really loved in this community. And all of a sudden, having an opportunity to go to D.C., you know, that D.C., Carolina connection, fan base, whatever, all these were original Redskins fans before the Panthers came. So I think Coach Rivera is a great coach. You know, I think it was one of those situations where, as you look over his tenure the last couple of years, he's been losing D coordinators, and the Panthers were a stable on defense. And All of a sudden, you lose your defensive coordinator and you're losing guys on your staff that's moving on. And the change came. You know, you look at losing Josh Norman or Steve Smith. And, you know, that was one of those teams that kind of quietly underwent overturning the organization. And then you sell the team. You get a new owner brought in. So I think it was just one of those unfortunate situations. And I was looking at it yesterday, I think, at a Panthers game, and Luke Kuechly was playing in the 3-4, and they were saying, well, he's not having his best year. This hasn't been his best year. But you think about Coach Rivera, and I hope he brings the 4-3 defense back to the Washington Redskins. You know, the 3-4 isn't for everybody, so some of his coaching philosophies, outstanding defenses is what he's been made on, running the ball, being able to protect the ball. And I think that's the foundation that the Redskins have. And you look at the development of Cam Newton, and you look at him being Coach of the Year numerous times. So his pedigree speaks for itself. And just having this opportunity, I think the Redskins have to be really grateful that you're able to lure a coach in with such a pedigree.
Clinton Portis, Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Rivera is not an offensive mind and hadn't been overly involved in that side of the ball in Carolina, so the OC role becomes significant. What did you think of the job Kevin O'Connell did in his first season as a coordinator and play caller here in D.C.? He is under contract. Should he be retained, do you think, to continue to work with Haskins?
I'm not sure. You know, I saw the reports earlier that I was saying Haskins wanted to keep Kevin O'Connell involved. So I'm not sure of that relationship. I've never really gotten to know Kevin O'Connell, but the growth, you know, you look at the growth over his last five or six games. You know, you go from running the ball to all of a sudden the emergence of Terry McLaurin and Steven Sims and getting these young guys involved, figuring out a way to get them the ball. The spark that Darius Geis became. So given time, maybe. But, you know, I think Coach Rivera should have that choice. I don't think you should have anyone that's just placed upon him. You know, I think this is one of those situations where if he likes Kevin O'Connell, then great. And it would be great for the organization. But I think he should have the opportunity to put his staff together without saying, hey, keep this guy, hold over this guy, or we like him. You know, allow him to come in and do his job and not handicap him in any capacity or situation. So, especially for Haskins and the rest of the team, you're going to get used to a familiar voice. You're going to have the entire offseason to learn a voice, and they're going to learn you. And I know you hate as a quarterback because you look at the growth from the beginning of the season to the mid-season change to now, and you say, well, what steps did Haskins make? Or the familiarity with O'Connell and Haskins. But at the same time, I think Coach Rivera should get the opportunity to pick his own staff.
And CP, I think that makes a lot of sense, and I agree with you 100%. But along those lines, normally you'd have a GM hired or whoever runs your football operation in your front office, and they'd hire the head coach. It doesn't seem like that's happening here. Now, we don't know how much autonomy Rivera's going to get if he's going to be named a GM and a head coach as a dual-role guy. But if you're saying that Rivera should be able to dictate his coordinators, and I agree, wouldn't you say the same about a GM should be picking the head coach? I mean, if they hire a coach and then come back later and do the GM thing, isn't that backwards?
I mean, we've seen worse. So, you know, you look at this situation and I guess it would be someone that's familiar. I think he would have input on who he would like to work with as far as the GM. You know, that's normally how the situation go. I don't think you got a GM in place right now unless you stay in-house, which, you know, I've seen some names that's in-house and people are excited about Kyle Smith, and that could be a great possibility. So when you look at that situation, finding someone that Rivera has some kind of rapport with might be a good idea. You don't want to have the situation where it feel like, well, the front office and the coaching staff not on the same page. You want everything to be on the same page this time around. You want to make sure you get it right. So whomever you hire, I don't think you can miss out on the opportunity if you have today to hire Rivera with some of these jobs opening, because other people will step in and try to lure him away. So I think if you have him in-house and this is your first option and he wants to be there, I think this is a situation that you have to pull the plug on. And then you just go and find a GM, and hopefully he has some input or he has some suggestions when it comes to that.
Thank you, Clinton. Great as always, buddy.
No problem, man. Happy New Year's to you all.
You too. Happy holidays. There's Clinton Portis on Grant and Danny. Josh McDaniel's going to be interviewed, apparently, by the Giants. They also are intrigued by Matt Rhule. We are seeing that Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, that dynamic and prolific scheme that he's designed, he had a lot of success in 2012 with Kaepernick, got great results from Alex Smith. He's a sharp guy. He's going to interview with the Cleveland Browns. Those are the sexy names. Those are the big offensive minds that are available, none of them being linked to the Redskins, who seem to be all in on Ron Rivera. Your thoughts on that, and why would Rivera look at this opening and think that this is a good idea? Let's try to guess that answer next on Grant and Danny. Dan Snyder will have a new right-hand man. Who is it going to be? Years of Vinny Serrato became years of Bruce Allen. He'd already lined up Bruce Allen when he got rid of Vinny Serrato, but as of right now, he has not lined up a new football confidant in his front office. Instead, he's spending the day interviewing head coaching candidate Ron Rivera, who has spent the last 9 seasons with the Carolina Panthers. Rivera was fired after the Redskins went to Charlotte and beat Carolina. Weeks ago, Perry Fuel took over, a former Redskins assistant, by the way. They ended up 5-11 after losing handily yesterday. Rivera did go 12-4, 15-1, 11-5 in his 3 best seasons with the Panthers, a 2-time coach of the year, has coached in a Super Bowl. The phone lines are open at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Coming up in a bit, I'm just going to go top to bottom from the front office to the coaching staff and kind of give you the latest on if it makes sense to keep or to move on from various members of the organization, who could be safe, who could be in trouble. But let's get to the phones where Jimmy's been waiting patiently. Jimmy, Bruce Allen is out. Rivera could be on his way in. How you feeling?
Yeah, Rivera, why not? Don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, it could work out. Main reason why I'm calling is a little bit of ironic thoughts as far as the Bruce Allen firing. I think the culture's just got really, really a lot better. And then we're winning off the field even more so. And thanks.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, those two things might be more true than when he said them today. Let's go to Matt in the district. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I have two quick things. First, I just want to say that, you know, we've waited 10 years to get rid of Bruce Allen. I've seen every fan imaginable begging for this for at least 5 years. So, you know, no matter what else happens, this should be a joyous day. You know, I'm not going to say it's akin to winning the World Series, but, you know, I got to smile ear to ear no matter what happens, even if it's still a problem, just because we haven't had hope here for so long. I think people still went to the games, even knowing they sucked, because they felt there was hope. And this is the first year in a long time where it just felt completely hopeless. But on Ron Rivera, you know, I'm overjoyed, honestly. You know, there are going to be at least 6 or 7 coaching vacancies in the NFL. The Redskins opening got ranked as dead last. You know, we talk about the highlights and why there's a lot of appeal, and there are reasons to be optimistic, but let's be honest. I mean, this has been a forgotten franchise. We've been irrelevant for 20 years, and the fact that we would get any of the top people on the market, let alone a splash, is just fantastic. And if they had to get Ron Rivera before a GM, who might get no better than this anyway, that's totally fine with me if we can actually get a top hire when there are, you know, 7 openings and 6 of which are better than ours. So
Matt, I want to bounce something off you. I think it's a really good point. But just for the sake of the exercise, I want to go through some of the other names that teams are going to be interviewing, because I believe Rivera is a very good football coach, and I think he will be a very good hire for the Redskins. So you can kind of put a period at the end of that sentence. I view him, though, as safer, you know, more of a single or a double, so to speak, than a home run. He's a retread. He just got out of the league. He's been in the league already. Like, to me, Josh McDaniels could potentially be hitting a prodigious Juan Soto-like bomb off Garrett Cole. Matt Rhule coming from college at Baylor to the NFL. Those are the two guys the Giants in the division are going to be interviewing. Both of those, to me, are more exciting. They're more risky, probably, but I think they're more of a, what I would consider like a butts in seats hire, where people would get exhilarated and a shot in the arm to the fan base. Greg Roman, after designing the offense he just did for Lamar Jackson, you know, a guy that was with the 49ers with Kaepernick when they went to the 2012 Super Bowl with his quarterback running all over the place, and basically as a chameleon as an offensive mind who changes his scheme every year for whoever his personnel is. I don't know if he's a good head coach. He's never done it before. But those moves, to me, are way less safe, but would also be more, I don't know if the word's just fascinating or exciting, might draw more interest than Ron Rivera, who we kind of, he's just a known commodity. He's defensive, a little more of a old school guy than some of these newer school, younger offensive minds. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying totally. But, you know, for example, Josh McDaniels already has interest from two or three other teams, right? The idea that he was going to come here, I think, is a little far-fetched.
No,
when,
but that's my point.
You know, what are we,
you're kind of saying, hey, the Redskins are getting
get
Ron Rivera.
Saying.
And I'm saying, yeah, they are, but it's they couldn't have gotten Josh McDaniels. I was told Matt Rhule said he's not interested in their job. I mean, so my point is,
exactly.
Yes, they're getting a good head coach, but my guess is there would be other guys they might have wanted to talk to if they could.
Oh, absolutely. No, I totally agree with that. But what I would say is, you know, if we were Juan Soto hitting a running out double, then we wouldn't be that impressed, right? But it's more like we're Max Scherzer and we just hustle out a double, or not even Scherzer. We're like, you know, the fifth string pitcher. We're Joe Ross hustling out a double. So
I get it. I appreciate the call. No, I think the Redskins are doing well for themselves and they're out kicking their coverage a little bit. People view them as a fat, smelly, kind of gross, unfunny, jobless, carless, cavity-filled mouthed dude, and they show up at a party wearing a really crappy outfit with like stains on their sweater, holding hands with a pretty cute chick. Now, I think Ron Rivera is a pretty cute chick. Now, Josh McDaniels got a little baggage, but he's a little maybe hot. You know, he might have more of a upside, more ceiling there. Same with Matt Rhule. You could do a lot worse than showing up with Ron Rivera at the party, though. And I think a lot of people thought the Redskins were going to show up being solo or going stag, or that they'd have to beg someone to come with them, some friend zone, like longtime buddy of theirs who they did math projects with in high school years ago. And it looks like they're going to do better than that. Why does Ron Rivera want to be the coach of the Redskins? Someone answer that for me. Do you believe Rivera's got other options? Could he get the Giants job if he wanted it? Could he get the Browns job if he wanted it? Or are they set with Baker Mayfield and Daniel Jones on going offense? I think part of this is, and the Redskins deserve credit, whether it's Snyder or anybody else who was a mastermind of this and his little third-party outfit that helped him put this search together, I think they're zigging when teams are zagging. This is their first defensive hire since 2001. The trend in the league is Sean McVay, Zach Taylor, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan. Who's the next great play caller? You know, Kevin O'Connell will be a head coach in 4 years probably. That's what everybody's doing. They're zigging. And the Redskins are going, dude who's been around the block with salt and pepper hair, who is a defensive coordinator. This is the Mike Zimmer hire. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny. No Danny today on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Black Monday in the NFL means all kinds of reports from dozens of different media members in every market. One that has caught my attention, though, is Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports, who just said that with Freddie Kitchens fired in Cleveland, the Browns' structure is going to be shaped based on whoever they hire as their head coach. He said it is clear that Jimmy Haslam is fully at the controls, their owner. He's very Dan Snyder-ish, by the way. But Josh McDaniels might be one of the favorites to get that job. And he says if McDaniels is hired, that the Patriots, Dave Ziegler, who's in their front office under Bill Belichick, would maybe come as the GM with McDaniels to New England, and that John Dorsey would be out. I say all that with you guys not caring about the Browns very much to tell you, if anything leads to John Dorsey being fired as the GM of the Cleveland Browns, the Redskins should have him on a plane to interview in Ashburn immediately. What that guy built in Kansas City and the talent he assembled in Cleveland is pretty impressive. The Browns this year were poorly coached by Freddie Kitchens, who I think absolutely deserved to be fired, even though he only coached one season. Dorsey's a football guy. I mean, he is a Scott McLuhan, essentially, without some of the baggage, and unfortunately for McLuhan, some of the issues that come along with him. Dorsey would be very exciting to me. And a tandem of, and this is not something I've heard, but I'm just now talking about a guy that could be out of a job. Dorsey as a GM and Rivera as a head coach would be the best GM coach situation the Redskins have had since they were winning Super Bowls with Joe Gibbs. And I don't even think it's close at that point in terms of an actual football person as a general manager and a head coach in Ron Rivera, who himself is a football lifer. Now, the question is a power structure if you were bringing in a candidate like that. I mean, my guess is to get Ron Rivera to take this job, you had to, number one, confirm to him that Bruce Allen was out, which I know was the case with some other people they were talking to and candidates. They basically said, hey, I'm not interested if Bruce Allen's still there. So maybe Ron Rivera said, look, Bruce Allen can't be there. The other thing is, if he wants full control, if he wants to call the shots in the draft, then you're not getting a pants-wearing adult like John Dorsey to come in here, probably. But that's kind of the next phase of all this. First things first, they're interviewing Ron Rivera. He's got to be named the head coach, and we'll see what happens after that. 800-636-1067 is the number. I got a tweet I want to read real quick and get your reaction to. Got a tweet that says, not a splashy hire or an offensive up-and-comer, offensive up-and-comer, but the culture with the disaster that they've had will change. Rivera is the perfect hire to establish the culture. He says, plus until Haskins is fully unleashed, you let the defense win you games. I like that. I mean, the bottom line is Ron Rivera will improve this defense immediately, period. Worst-case scenario for the Redskins next year, they're way more competitive because their defense keeps them in a lot of games. Remember, that was the plan, supposedly. Hey, let's not turn the ball over. Let's play really good defense. Then they played awful defense. Greg Minuski, nice guy. No issues with him. Nothing personal. I mean, comparing him to Ron Rivera from a defensive coaching standpoint is like comparing me to Howard Stern or something. One of those guys is excellent at what they do, and the other one just kind of does the same thing in a weird way. Give me a break. You are better off when you bring in Ron Rivera right away. He's going to get more out of the same collection of players. Talk about this with college basketball coaches all the time. I used to say, you give Gary Williams five dudes. Same five dudes as every other coach in the country. He's going to get more out of those guys than almost everyone. Rivera will get Ioannidis, Allen, Payne, Holcomb, all playing at a level we haven't seen yet. And then you're trying to score points and win football games by developing Haskins the best way possible on the other side of the rock. But worst case scenario, your defense just got a lot better the moment you hire that guy. Kevin's in Arlington on the Fan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Grant. What a happy day. Gosh, I have so much to say, but I want to answer your question first as to why Rivera would find it attractive. I think he would find it attractive because he knew Allen was out, and because, unlike the Giants job where he could go and work with his former colleague, Gettleman, he has a lot of control as of now. I mean, that's been reported by Julie Donaldson and others. And, you know, anyone who's a CEO head coach type, and that's what Ron Rivera is, would want to have significant say, if not total control, if they could get it.
You know what? It's a great point. I mean, how many other jobs, if he took them, would he have the power that he's going to have in the front office here? I'll bet you zero. I think in other places, he's the head coach.
Absolutely.
Here, he's got a chance to actually run the show, and that would make this a lot more appealing. You're right.
Hey, Grant, just one more thing before you move on.
Yeah.
I heard this morning the ESPN reporter who covers the Panthers, the John Keim equivalent, if you will, is speculating that the Carolina owner may let Marty Herney go to reunite with Rivera, but that it might take a while. And I could see that definitely happening. People who don't know, Marty Herney was a sports reporter here. He was an assistant to Bobby Bethard. I mean, he's a Washingtonian. He went to Good Counsel. He went to Catholic. I'm still holding out hope that that's going to be the hire, and we'll have to see. But the last thing I'll say is the only successful teams Dan has had are the ones where he's had a strong coach and not a strong person in between them. You got to remember, John Schneider with Schottenheimer was just starting out, and Vinny Serrato, he wasn't Bruce Allen. He wasn't a force in his own right. I think Dan, at this stage of his ownership, is probably looking at, I just want to be partnered with a CEO head coach type like I had with Joe Gibbs. That's why I think this is going to work.
Appreciate you, Kevin. Thanks for the call, buddy. Look, I think if there's not a GM hired in the next month, then the Marty Herney thing might be in play and the ball could be rolling downhill on that. Because, to your point, he's got a job right now and he's got to either, if he was leaving, I don't know why they wouldn't just let him out of it. But if it just looks like they're moving forward, and one of the things I saw last night was, well, they could hire a GM after the draft. Well, why would you hire a GM after the draft unless you already know who that GM is and you just can't hire him yet? I was making the case about Rivera defensively, who's a former defensive coordinator the year before he got a head coaching job. He's run 3-4s and 4-3s. I was told yesterday Dan Snyder wants to run a 4-3 with his next head coach. But you look at just in the overall total rankings under Rivera, the Panthers finished 10th, 2nd, 6th, 7th at different times during his run. I mean, in scoring, they finished 2nd, 6th, 11th at different points. In rushing defense, they ranked 1, 3, 2, 6, 8, 9. I mean, one of the harder teams to run on over the last bunch of years in the NFL. Let's go to Ben in Fairfax on the Fan. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays. Happy New Year coming up, too.
Same to you.
So looking at it, so to answer the first question, Ron Rivera, like a lot of people don't know like anything past Carolina. He was in San Diego when the Chargers were still there, in Chicago. Look at the defenses he had there as well. 4-3s, 3-4s. With the Chargers, I believe they had the best or second best record in football, the number 2 defense in the nation. So you got that going for him as well, because there's a long history there, not just as a head coach, but as a defensive coordinator. There's a lot of young talent on both ends of the ball. And if you look at what Ron Rivera did in Carolina with a young Cam Newton and a young Luke Kuechly, that gives you promise there. In addition, to answer a question you had earlier about general managers, another non-sexy hire, but a very solid hire, just like Ron Rivera, would be a guy to keep an eye on. Ed Dobbs out in Indianapolis was imperative when they built the Legion of Boom out there. And if there's one thing that the defense needs to work on in Washington, it's the secondary. And now he's an assistant general manager in Indianapolis.
He works for Ballard. He's worked with two good organizations, Ben. This is what I want to do. You go to the best places where football is won most often and where the teams stockpile W's, and you say, hey, Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, New England, Pittsburgh, who can I pry away who doesn't have a title that prevents me from getting them? It's not that complicated. It's something the Redskins have refused to do for years and years and years, but it really isn't rocket science. You go to the kitchen where they make the best food, where they run the most successful restaurants, and you look at the chef and you say, hey, who are your sous chefs? Who are the guys every day when you know you need a smoke break who you hand things off to and you say, do what I taught you to do? Those are the guys you hire to run your kitchen. It's not overly difficult. Why did Ron Rivera want to be with the Redskins? That's the question I'm trying to get some insight on. 800-636-1067. Best answer I've gotten that I like so far is he's got more power here than he would have had other places. If he's going to New York, Dave Gettleman's the GM calling the shots. You're just the head coach. If he's going to Cleveland, you know, maybe they would have kept Dorsey because he's still got a job right now. The only thing we've heard about Dorsey potentially being out is if Josh McDaniels comes, that he'd bring somebody with him from New England to run the show. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan. A lot of calls on Ron Rivera, understandably. We'll get back into the idea that life without Bruce Allen began at 7.05 a.m. today for the Redskins. Haven't talked enough about that in the last hour. And we can do that at the top of the hour at noon. Starting to sound like the Redskins aren't going to hire anyone in their front office until maybe bringing in someone to answer to Ron Rivera, who will have the title of being the GM, perhaps, down the road. That was the report last night. I think Julie Donaldson of NBC Sports Washington has more on this than anybody so far. She said, expect Ron Rivera to be the next head coach of the Redskins, will be in Ashburn. And this was last night when she said this. He likes the young players, could wait to name a GM until after the draft, which is a long ways away. You're talking about months and most of the offseason from now. They call Ron Rivera Riverboat Ron. Get ready to go for some fourth downs. I love that about him. Although, you know what was interesting? I actually looked it up last night. His entire tenure and how many fourth downs he went for compared to the Redskins. And the Redskins went for like 13 more during that time. Now, in and of itself, that could be a little misleading because the Redskins were bad and lost a lot more games. So you have to go for fourth downs at the end of games. So maybe it comes out in the wash, but he's a gambler, and I've always liked that about Ron Rivera. Tressway's extension has been announced officially. Yay! The punter, Tressway, is coming back. As the other punter, Bruce Allen, is out the door. Tressway had a heck of a season. He will be in the Pro Bowl representing the Skins in Orlando. Wish he got to go to Hawaii, but it just doesn't work out that way. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. What's up, Dre? How are you?
I am doing well, man. Grant, one of my biggest concerns about what's going on, I like the hire, first of all, and great day that, you know, Allen's gone. But one of your points earlier was about, and everyone seems to think it's, you know, it would be a good thing if the defensive coordinator becomes the head coach and we keep O'Connell, I believe his name. My concern would be, yes, that sounds good in theory, but and maybe I shouldn't be worried about next year. But if O'Connell is that good, he's going to get swapped up next year by some other team. Wouldn't it make more sense to just go ahead and rip off the Band-Aid right now? I would much rather us struggle our second year because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't expect the team to do anything next year. But, you know, 2 years from now, I do expect the team to do some things. And, you know, if Haskins has learned a new playbook, it seems like it would, you know, kind of, you know, hold the team back. Also, maybe the last thing I'm going to say, if Ron comes in, great. A lot of people are basically saying, you know, keep a lot of old people in staff. But if we're going to change the culture, you got to presume some of the people currently in staff are part of that bad culture. And Ron needs to be able to come in and, you know, lay the wood down and set an example and have to have some people to leave the property. Not necessarily saying, you know, it has to be done, but, you know, that's the most American thing next to apple pie. When the new guy comes in the block, you know, sure you mean business, people need to go. So I don't know whose heads are going to roll, but I don't think, you know, Ron can get that culture going or have his footprint if he comes in and he's handcuffed and he can't do anything and make changes. I mean, this guy went to the Super Bowl, so I got to believe there are people in Charlotte who would want to come, people he trusts, and who he would want to bring along for the ride.
Well, I know this. If I was coming in to be a head coach, I would keep as few holdover assistants as possible. I was talking to one agent of coaches in the NFL last night, and they said, it's just a risky thing to do because oftentimes you end up getting stabbed in the back and undermined. Those guys have relationships with players that you don't have. You are trying to change a culture, which doesn't always make you popular right away. There is a way of doing things that is accepted that players are used to, and oftentimes you're taking over for a bad team that had a terrible record, so you're going to ruffle some feathers and kind of grab some collars and try to send a message. And if there are a bunch of people in the building from the old way of doing things, oftentimes players can confide in those guys. The next thing you know, there's some factions, not necessarily working against you because people are professionals, but they make it a little bit harder for you to come in and completely put your influence and your fingerprints on the team. From that standpoint, and I agree with that agent, I would have as few holdovers as possible when I took over. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep smart, good football people. Now, Jay Gruden came in here to Washington and kept Sean McVay as his offensive coordinator and elevated him after McVay was retained for that interview when a bunch of his buddies like Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur and Mike Shanahan were fired. That worked out pretty well for the Redskins, I'd say. Kevin O'Connell, working with Dwayne Haskins for a second season in a row is a good idea. Here's something that's interesting that came out of Open Locker Room about 45 minutes ago. So Josh Norman talked with the media. Norman, of course, played in Carolina for Ron Rivera, and he played under Steve Wilks, who's one of his mentors and a guy that he's always spoken very highly of here in Washington. Wilks was on the Brown staff that got fired. Freddie Kitchens is out, and we're not yet sure exactly what's going on with Wilks. But there is at least a rumor and a report now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch that if Rivera's hired, Wilks could be his defensive coordinator if the stars align here in Washington. That's a Josh Norman-friendly head coach and defensive coordinator. Norman said if Rivera gets hired that the culture would be night and day difference right away. He also said that he would be excited to be part of it, admitting, though, that there's no guarantee he would stay just because Rivera and Wilks were two coaches he succeeded under in the past. Now, I don't know where you guys are at on Josh Norman. He walked into the locker room today and put a speaker in his locker and started blaring the song Better. I don't even know what song that is. I think it's like popular and people like it. I got no file on it. But here's what I do know. I'm good on Josh Norman. He makes a lot of money, too much money, and this is not 2015 anymore. This ain't your defensive player of the year. Let's go to the Super Bowl, shut down part of the field, Josh Norman. They'll watch the film and they'll see that. And I just can't imagine they're going to say, yeah, we're taking over a team that needs to build and is going to be good hopefully in 2 or 3 years. Let's spend $15 million on Josh Norman this year. Can't see that happening. We'll get you a traditional Beltway Blitz. And at 12:18, I want to get back into Bruce Allen being out. What was the straw that broke his back? How did it actually go down? And when you heard the news today, what was your first reaction? You're listening to G&D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.